Everyone, it's Shane Kanto.
And I'm Diana Jebbio.
And welcome to the Ruthless Obsession Wrestling Podcast here on the SPDM Crew Podcast Network. And welcome to our discussion on the world of professional wrestling. Diana, obviously a lot of things are kicking up in terms of getting ready for some big pay-per-views coming for both WWE and AEW. With Elimination Chamber coming, there's a lot of stuff going on in the women's division. So what did you want to talk about with our lead up to our women's Elimination Chamber?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about just the women's match in general. Lots of great names in there. I was very excited to see that Tiffany Stratton literally just has a rocket strapped to her back, and she made her debut and she is going to the chamber. Now, is she going to win? No, but I know she's going to put on one hell of a performance.
She's going to moonsault off one of those pods.
Yes. Prettiest moonsault ever. Do we know what order everyone's in yet or no?
You know what? They didn't acknowledge any of that yet.
No.
So, like, I wonder if they're going to do something on SmackDown to be like, who's going to enter last or
Or they like have that presser tomorrow night.
Oh, I don't know. It's one of those kinds of things where, like, usually they have the chamber set up early enough in advance where it's like, oh, then we can mess around with, like, having people feuding and trying to figure out the spot. They just solidified this. Mm-hmm. So they don't have a whole lot of time before the actual premium live event for them to figure out, like, any kind of stuff like that. But maybe on SmackDown, we'll have to see.
Yeah. So, Tiffany, I'm super duper excited about. Obviously, Becky's in it. Liv Morgan, which it's nice to see her back.
Yep.
Who else am I forgetting? Oh my God. Oh, Naomi. She is looking better than ever.
Mm-hmm.
She is just amazing. I've always been a fan of her, especially from Total Divas. And I feel like that time she took in TNA, like she really just, not that she was ever bad, but she just looks just like immaculate. That's mm-hmm. the only word I can really come up with that. So wait, Naomi, Liv Morgan, Becky, Tiffany Stratton, Raquel
Bianca.
Rodriguez. Am I missing anyone out? I'm
Bianca.
Sorry. Bianca, that's it. How can I forget Bianca?
Well, she, to be fair, she was the first one that got entered into the chamber.
Okay.
And honestly, she's just kind of been in it already. And then everybody else has been trying to, like, get spots into it. So I think it's a really good lineup. Obviously, the rumor swirling that it was supposed to be Jade Cargill until they realized, why the hell are we putting Jade Cargill in this to lose?
I know, but you know what? I also think, and it goes back to, I think something I said a couple episodes ago, and I don't think that Jade Cargill's not deserving because of her talent, because she is, but I just feel like it's unfair to be like, she debuted at Rumble, did absolutely nothing else, and now we're giving her a match, and it's like, where's Tiffany? Yeah, she debuted at Rumble, but she has an NXT belt under her. You know, mm-hmm. she had that match with Becky. Like, her time, as far as kayfabe-wise, her spot in the chamber just feels more earned than Jade's is. And I know Jade is funny, but, like,
what's funny is it was Raquel who took Jade's spot, which we'll get to that in a second. But I think they need to have Jade Cargill win some singles matches and stuff before they don't want to have her eat a pin mm-hmm. at this point, especially if they're going to be building her up. So it didn't really make sense to throw her in the chamber yet.
Yeah.
And there's still room for her to wind up wrestling Bianca sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
But, you know, Bianca's, look, to be frank, Becky Lynch is winning this.
All
the money is on Becky versus Rhea at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But Bianca is going to do some crazy stuff. I'm sure Raquel's going to do some crazy stuff. But the second she came out for that Battle Royal on Raw, I was like, welp, I guess we know who's going into the Elimination Chamber.
I'm so over her. She has no personality. I mean, which she probably has a personality in real life, but like no kayfabe character, no personality.
Her, she doesn't even have a character.
Right.
That's the problem, is that all she does is flex, do stuff in the ring, which is great, and she smiles. To be honest, your whole personality cannot be your back. I don't want her just walking around smiling all the time and just like say something, do something interesting.
Every time she does that thing before with her back before she gets in the ring, I cringe. I don't know if that was a Vince thing. I don't know who came up with it, but it just.
I think it's like her showing off the fact that like she's built, and good
Cool.
for
So is
her.
Rhea.
Well, that's the thing, because the two of them have killed it
Yeah.
together, except Raquel actually had an edge then. Now she's just like waving, smiling baby face that does nothing outside of the ring. I honestly would have loved to seen like Zelina Vega get that spot. But obviously they had to keep up this whole Latino World Order feud going on. Or like Indy, just because of the fact that at least he could have wrestled in front of her home country.
Yeah,
At
we're
least.
really pushing the only Australian is Rhea. Like, we're really pushing that agenda.
Well, and that's the thing, because like Bronson Reed didn't get into the chamber, and then Indy didn't get into the chamber either.
Yeah.
Like somebody else.
Even I think Zoe Stark would have been great.
That, or even like Ivy would have went in there and done some crazy stuff,
Yeah.
or like trying to build up Shayna Baszler again, because at one point she was one of the scariest heels in WWE in NXT, and for some reason she got to the main roster and they're just like, oh, nope.
Yeah.
And it's like you could even put like somebody like Natalya in there who could have done a lot with the spot. It's not like this person's winning. Like
Right.
you could have done something more interesting with that spot. But Raquel's back. Good for her. And she's not even the big return. Liv is back. I think like that's where the and Liv has a reason to want to win this chamber
Exactly.
outside of just the titles, because she wants revenge on Rhea. And I want to see that feud at some point, because that's going to be interesting. But
Yeah.
it's just the only crappy thing about this is like we know who's going to win it, so there's not going to be a whole lot of tension with that. I just hope that they pull all the stops and do some crazy stuff.
Yeah, I think this whole card is very predictable, which is kind of, the senses from everyone. But I was listening to WrestleTalk earlier today, and they were like, well, because it's predictable, it makes it a paper or PLA that I want to see, not one that I have to see. And I'm like, I disagree. I want to see it and I have to see it. Like, if I could not watch this for some reason, I would be like devastated. Just because I don't know if that speaks to like my fandom or whatever, but I'm genuinely interested in what these people are doing.
Well, and also these are elimination chamber matches. So
Yeah, they're
like there's gonna be some
interesting.
crazy stuff that's gonna happen. And
Yeah.
also this is the last PLE before WrestleMania. So like sure, you can look up who won afterwards, but like don't you wanna see some of like why like you wanna see Becky fight for that? And we'll talk indirectly talk about the men's one in a bit, because we also know who's winning that one.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it's like, Bianca's gonna do some crazy stuff, Raquel's gonna throw people around, Tiffany's gonna be flying off of stuff. Becky is Becky, and
Yeah.
she'll
And
come to
like not
play.
only that, it's probably gonna set up some like offset feud. So like I could
Exactly.
honestly see something with like Tiffany and Bianca coming out of this, you know?
I hope for Tiffany's sake that she gets a big rub somewhere in this.
Yeah.
Like, I hope she gets a pinfall on somebody. Probably should be Raquel. She doesn't. I feel like, oh, that's an interesting thing too. Like, do you think anybody's gonna like clean shop in this? Or do you think it's gonna be like more mixed? Because obviously Becky's gonna get the last pin in this, but
Think just dealing with the level of talent we're at, I think and hope it's going to be mixed because. To me, I mean, Becky's very talented. We know how great she is, but it just doesn't seem realistic for her to clean shop with the level of athleticism that we have going into this match, you know?
yeah, because like if they did put Jade Cargill in this, they probably would have Goldberged her.
Yeah.
Like Becky pulls out a sledgehammer, like Triple
Yeah.
H did to beat Goldberg in the Elimination Chamber. But no, I think it's gonna be more balanced. That's right. There's a lot of really good talent in this match. And you know what? It's gonna be an exciting one. I know one of the main things I wanted to talk about, which also the probably the other winner, the other Elimination Chamber match, is Drew McIntyre. Because basically anything he's doing right now is gold. He is a bastard. And he does it so well. Even on his social media, like I follow him on TikTok and he keeps posting these videos that like he is so convinced everything in his head is so right. And then like 99% of it is. And that's the thing that's really working for him right now is like he's not lying when he's saying a lot of the things that he's saying. And I love Drew McIntyre. I will be the first one to admit I'm a big meaty men slap a meat kind of wrestling fan. I love big wrestlers like beating the crap out of each other. One of my favorite matches in recent memory was Gunther, Sheamus, and Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania because they beat the holy hell out of each other. And I wish Drew won at in Wales when they had that premium live event there, but he's just been wandering aimlessly for a while now, and he really struck a chord at this point. And like he's brushing up with Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes. He just pinned Cody for Cody's first pinfall loss since last year's WrestleMania. So they're strapping that momentum onto Drew, and I really do not think anything else is going to happen except for him hitting a claymore on Seth Rollins and pinning him at WrestleMania at this point. And honestly, I'm looking forward to it because he definitely put on a lot of great matches with people too afterwards.
Yeah, and I honestly think it's just time for that title to change hands.
Yeah, I feel it, especially now that Seth is injured and he's kind of in Roman territory now because he's not defending it either. And it's just that kind of thing where it's just like Seth has done a good job of taking on all challengers, letting people get some opportunities at this belt. But honestly, on Raw, there's another title I'd rather watch, and it's Gunther and the Intercontinental Championship. So like I'm looking forward to seeing Drew winning the ch title at WrestleMania and getting his big fan reaction, which will be interesting how they actually react to him winning the title. But I'm a big fan of what he's doing right now, and I think it's really clicking. He seems to be having a lot of fun with it because if I have to read another article about rumors about him potentially leaving when his contract is up, that's been going on for 2 years. And I'm so sick of seeing the stupid articles. I'm like, he's not leaving anytime soon. It doesn't seem like it.
It
So,
would be really silly for him to leave now,
yes.
considering how well he's doing. If this was like last summer, maybe, when I heard whispers about it, that's more
And he was
believable.
wrestling Karrion Kross.
So like that's more believable, but now where he literally is like a upper card storyline,
Yeah.
it would be stupid for him to walk away.
Yeah, and because, like, to be frank, if he jumps ship to AEW, it's not like they're going to give him the title either. They're too busy building up Swerve. Like, Swerve's going to be the next champion at some point after Samoa Joe. There's no room for Drew McIntyre to just jump ship and automatically be thrown in.
No.
So, like, he's in a really good spot now. Let's see him do it. But Diana, you wanted to talk about what seems like might be a little bit of a controversial opinion
I
on,
know. I feel like I
which
have a
I don't know
lot of
why it is,
controversial
but
opinions. But here's the thing. I was like thinking about this when I was listening to that podcast earlier, and they were like, "Oh, I don't really need to see this like PLE. I want to." I'm like, "I disagree." And then with this opinion I'm about to talk about, I'm like, "I disagree." I'm like, "Am I on crack?" Whereas like in the past I would be like, "Oh no, I need to change my opinion." And now I'm like, "No, I own my opinion. I'm probably crazy." But here's the deal. So last week, I think this was Dynamite. Darby Allin came out and cut what I thought was a really great promo against the Young Bucks. And he went on talking about how when he first went there, like they didn't want him, but there was another EVP wanting him. Obviously, a big controversy is like he put over Cody, which, yes, I agree, that was a little weird, but I also think coming from my media background and being on the radio, like we were taught, if it's snowing outside, you talk about the snow. And while he can't be like, and there's this great thing going on at WWE, like I think him bringing up Cody, it makes him look savvy because it makes it look like he knows what's going on in the business. Like he's not an idiot, you know, he's paying attention. And the thing about Darby, like I'm talking as if I know the guy. We do share a friendship bracelet, I'm convinced he wears sometimes. He's very authentic. He strikes me as an authentic person. He's authentic in all his podcasts. He's not gonna tell you how he doesn't feel. And that goes over to his promos too. He takes pride in the fact that his promos are real. And that is how he was feeling. Do I disagree that he could have brought Sting up a little bit more? I don't disagree with that because obviously it's Sting's last match, and that's really the point that got driven home. I think I was listening to Masked Man show, and Kaz was like, he could have been like, oh, you're fighting in these suits that have our blood on it, and like blah blah blah. I'm like, yeah, that would have been something good to bring up too, but I'm not against the fact that he brought up the fact that they didn't want him on. Like, people are just criticizing that that's the storyline. Well, you have these two heels who are EVPs. Like, I don't know. It just makes sense to me. I might be crazy. You wouldn't be telling me anything I don't already know if you called me crazy. But I just say, like, leave Darby alone. Like, I'm going to pull a Chris Crocker and be like, leave Britney alone. No, we're going to leave Darby alone because I think that was a wonderful promo. And I think even later in the week on Rampage, they did a video. A vignette where he talked about how like they have the blood of him and Sting on their coats. So either A, he listened, which good on him, or B, they were just getting to that and you didn't give him a chance. Like, I don't know. Either way, he looks good in my eyes. Maybe I'm biased, but
I just feel like this is the thing people are criticizing about this feud. Because, like, I understand that they want to put, like, a top-tier tag team. I don't like them, but the Young Bucks are one of the biggest tag teams in the world.
Sure.
And that's a great spotlight to put on if you're going to have Sting's last match, not be against Darby, and it's going to be a tag match. They're a great tag team to put in and put on a great match.
Yeah.
Do I buy into this story? It kind of feels a little half-assed to be like, all of a sudden they're like, I'm sick of these people we're bringing in. You pick on Sting ahead of like all the people you could have been are like being mad about. Because like it's not like Sting's taking people's roster spots. He's been
No.
wrestling tag team matches his whole entire time he's been here, and they haven't even given them a title match until
And
3 years
that's also
later.
why I would argue why Darby's point was so great, because then he did brought up like, what was the mission statement of this company? So like it was even a counter to all that.
Well, and that's the thing too, because like if they're gonna come up with this half-ass reason why they want to attack Sting, at least Darby has a real reason to hate the Young
Yeah.
Bucks, so. Like you bringing him bringing that up makes it feel more genuine, and like I watch a lot of snippets of a lot of shows from a lot of people on TikTok. Do I like Eric Bischoff? No, but like Eric Bischoff has a lot of opinions about wrestling, especially AEW, because I think Tony Khan pissed him off once, and now he's just like, I hate this shit.
Yeah.
But him coming on, and he was just like, "What's the story?" Like this is not an actual organic story that's going to lead to a blow-off match. It's an excuse to make this match. And yeah, honestly, it feels more that way to me too, where it's just like, no, they need to figure out a reason why the Young Bucks would want to wrestle the two of them, and you know, they put it together. At least Darby has like an organic reason to be like, well, I'm pissed off back at you, because like
Yeah.
you want to poke your nose in this situation, and it's just like, well, you didn't want me here in the first place. And look, I'm a tag team champion. So what of it?
Yeah.
And
No,
now
I
it's like
just
you want our tag titles.
exactly. I think he did an amazing job. I was texting my friend Alyssa, and I'm like, this is honestly one of the best promos because I could just see the raw emotion. Like, there's a little bit of truth behind it. Like, you know, when people are like, oh, just kidding, but there's a little bit of truth behind it. That's the vibe I got. And like, I'm sorry, I will take realism, even if it doesn't make the most sense over everyone's in everyone's mind. over like theatrics, you know, that make the most sense. Like it just,
The
I
best
like real
feuds,
authenticity.
the best promos are the ones that have something real about them.
Yes.
Why does everybody remember the pipe bomb from CM Punk? He was saying shit that he actually felt, and I
Yeah.
can't believe they gave him a microphone to say it, to be perfectly honest. But like, Darby was coming from a place of like, yeah, he probably really felt those feelings for real. And you know, there's at least a handful of those big AEW guys that are Cody guys. Like, isn't MJF too?
I think so,
Like,
yeah.
Cody was the one that brought him on too.
Yeah.
But like, AEW can start doing the WWE thing where it's just like, we don't acknowledge any other existence, which I don't particularly like that. I'm kind of glad WWE's moving away from that and actually acknowledging other wrestling organizations. But like, I think it's also part of the tribalism of everything. And here's the thing, from rumors that it seems like they might be trying to crack a deal with each other. Like, I hope that this is true, that like Dustin Rhodes might be able to work WrestleMania
That would be
and
cool.
in exchange for them letting AEW use a bunch of WCW footage of Sting. Which like it would be nice for them to be able to, like, you know, honor Sting and not just show, oh, wait, his last 3 years in AEW is
Yeah.
his whole career.
Can we
But no.
sidebar real quick? I did not notice how tall Dustin Rhodes was until he was like standing next to the Von Erich boys. I was like, holy crap, this guy's huge.
I'm pretty sure he's like 6'4",
Six
6'5".
six, I think.
Close to that, yeah. Like, he's not a small person, which also, I don't know where he got his height from,
No, I
to be
know. And I
honest.
said, Cody is, I was gonna say tall and Cody. Cody's like tallish. He's like 6 foot, but like he's got like almost a whole half foot on him. And I guess I don't know when he was Goldust. Like I never noticed that just because Goldust is so funny that you're not paying attention how tall he is. But I was just like, oh my God, this guy's massive.
So, at the end of the day, Darby cut a passionate promo that had some realism in it that I think rubbed some people the wrong way. And you know what? Get over it. So
Exactly. And I feel like the same people, by the way, who were annoyed. I mean, not I'm not talking about like the people on the podcast I was listening to, but I'm talking about like your Eric Bischoffs and your Bully Rays and all that. Cause like Bully Ray, oh my God, that he's probably like my Eric Bischoff. I cannot stand the man. Like all he does is like, if you don't like that, blah, blah, blah. But he's like the most sensitive human ever. So it's like you gotta walk the walk and talk the talk, Bully. Like, I'm sorry, and you're not my uncle. No, but that's just like how I feel. Like he did this whole thing. He's like, and Gianna Perrazzo with the tattoo. I don't know nothing about the tattoo. And the next fucking week they put a promo in. He's like, shut up. And it's like, no, you don't get to. Everyone is welcome to have an opinion. Everyone is welcome to be passionate about your opinion. But when it's time for you to eat dirt, eat it. Like take out your little fork and knife and be like, I'm sorry, you know, like I don't know. The end rant. I'm on one today.
It's definitely an interesting situation, and I feel like any feud the Young Bucks are a part of is probably going to get a little testy with things. And you know what? It
Yeah.
is. And that's their shtick. So, like it or not, I don't like them, but you know what? I'm looking forward to seeing that match.
They're sticking to
So,
it.
there you go. And then we're going to wrap things up for this week with a little bit of predictions for what might be one of the more predictable premium live events for WWE.
Think we're gonna agree on all of them. Something tells me.
Because, like, we already kind of hit on the Elimination Chamber matches.
Becky Drew.
Becky and Drew are probably going to WrestleMania. I don't know what people are talking about that they think Nia Jax is going to beat Rhea Ripley.
No.
No. That
Not at
makes
all.
literally no sense. One, why would you have her lose in Australia when she is literally the promotion?
Yes.
Like, she is the poster. She
Yes.
is selling this whole entire thing. And the money match is not Nia Jax versus Becky Lynch again.
No, we've done that.
It's Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch, and that's happening at WrestleMania. I heard we're getting The Grayson Waller effect, they're gonna have Seth and Cody on, right?
Yes, which I'm looking forward to that. Grayson Waller is very talented. Also an Aussie boy.
There you
So
go.
I think that'll get, I mean, we know he's a heel, but I think it'll get an interesting pop from the audience. So
Well, it would get an even more interesting reaction if some other people show up.
yeah.
Can you imagine if they surprise have The Rock show up and get involved in this segment
I
in
doubt it.
Australia?
I doubt it.
Well, maybe that could be the one potential not predictable thing that might happen in an Elimination Chamber.
Right.
Oh yeah, and we have a tag team title match.
Yeah.
I
Which, by the way, they're called New Catch Republic now.
yeah.
Is there an origin I missed? Because to me, when I hear catch, I think of the restaurant in West Hollywood in New York City that's like totally overrated. So like, I don't know, just sticking New and Republic around it is just funny to me, but I'm like, I'm very aware there might be something I missed.
I don't know what it means, to
Okay,
be
great.
perfectly
Okay,
honest.
great. It's fucking stupid, and I thought British strong style was really creative.
British Strong Style should have been the name of their tag team, but whatever. They're gonna put on a show, but
Yeah.
it doesn't make sense to have the Judgment Day drop the
They're
titles.
retaining. It's going to be Judgment Day, Awesome Truth at Mania. That's
Yeah,
what they're building
that's
to.
the match that's gonna sell.
Yes.
Or against DX.
That was great this week when they were went to suck it in the ring. I was like, oh my God. I fucking love R-Truth. We need to protect him at all costs. He's a
Man's
national
50 years
treasure.
old.
I know. I know, but everything about him is just so innocent. Like to the fact that he's like John Cena, my childhood hero. And he's like younger or he's older than John Cena. And then him coming out in the poncho because it's raining. And I'm like, this is so Southern California. Like it's just, he is brilliant. He is just a talented man. In the ring, he still has the moves athletic wise, but he just has a natural, I don't know what it, like a magnetic personality that like them getting rid of him was like a huge, I'm so glad he's back. You know, like keep him around.
And here's the thing. Dunn and Bate will get their time to shine.
Oh yeah.
They're gonna put on a great match because they're incredible wrestlers. But like they literally just put them back together
Exactly.
and
But I think, you know, like you said, this is their time to shine. Like this is an opportunity. I think especially Dunn coming out of being Butch and then just having, they were pretty much a jobbing tag team for a while after Sheamus has been out of the picture, to finally getting his identity back where he's more comfortable in. I think he's just seeing this as, I'm going to the chamber. I may not be walking away with the titles, but this is still huge.
it needs to be a dirty ending. Like, I
Yes.
feel like protect New Catch Republic and have Dirty Dom do something dirty
Yeah.
and get involved in the match
And even
or.
Tyler Bate, like, hasn't he been in NXT for like 35 years now? Like, wasn't he born in NXT and then just.
He was like 18
I
when he
know.
started at NXT UK. And I
Yeah.
remember when he started like a baby. And now
Yeah.
I'm like, my God, he's a man.
Like, they finally let him out of daycare, it seems like. Like, so I
So.
think it's a good opportunity for them, even if they're not gonna win. Like you're going on a major PLE. I know some people like to think this is a B PLE. I disagree. It's the one right before WrestleMania. It's a fun one. It's a huge deal because they're in Australia. So I just think that it's a win-win, even though they're not gonna win.
And I'm going to be watching live at 5 a.m. when I wake up.
That's so
So
good for you. I will not.
like, it is perfect. It's starting just when I wake up.
No,
Feed the
that 2
cats.
a.m. for me. I will be in bed. I will be long in bed by that point.
Yeah,
And I
feed
have
it.
a hair or a nail appointment at 11, so it's like I really cannot stay up. I want to be pleasant to people.
There. Well, I will not be saying anything to Diana
Thank
until
you.
after she says stuff to me first.
Appreciate it.
But yeah, so a couple of different topics that we had for this week. Next week's episode is definitely going to be a lot of talk about Elimination Chamber, so be prepared. But from Diana and Shane, thank you all for listening. Make sure to follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast, whether it's through the SPDM Podcast Network, or if you're looking at our stream separately on Spotify and Apple. But like, comment, and share on this episode. But thank you, as always, for tuning in and listening to the Ruthless Obsession podcast.
Thank you.